来思想神的话语。
Thank God this Sunday we continue to study the Word of God.
啊，在我们思想神话语之前呢，我还想补充一点，我刚才在圣餐的时候我提到的一些事情哈。
Before that, I will just add a little more I mentioned in communion service.
啊，我们教会呢，其实一直以来呢，都有一些爱心的姊妹，也有弟兄，他们当弟兄姊妹有需要啊，有病痛的时候啊，会做饭呐、啊，会轮流送到他家里去。这个服事其实是一直都是有的。
I just want to mention the church. There's always brothers and sisters with deep love. They serve people when the church family does need. They cook some meal and send to the family that need meal.
我希望大家对我刚才所说的呢，不要有一个误解，觉得好像我有困难，不要去让教会来帮助我、照顾我，我不是这个意思。我们教会一直真的是在帮助有困难的弟兄姊妹，哪怕不是弟兄姊妹，哪怕是陌生人，我们教会也都有帮助的。
I just don't want the brothers and sisters to misunderstand what I just said before. It's that if I have a difficulty, I don't want church brothers and sisters help. Actually, such a service help at the church is always there.
我想说的是呢，就是耶稣基督的心意，让我们能够成为服侍人的人。
What I mentioned that in the communion service message, I've tried to see is the heart of God want us to become a person of serve.
就是我以前很多年前在中国大陆的家庭教会服侍的时候，就是有一个老姊妹，她给我留下很深的印象。
And many years ago, when I served in the house church in China, there's a elder sisters actually have made a great impression upon me.
这个老姊妹年纪很大，当时年纪很大，她的眼睛几乎可以说是失明了，反正高度的弱视。
And this elder sister is very, is very old, and also her sight is almost lost.
她当然是一个需要帮助，需要帮助、需要别人照顾的这样的一个老人家。
Of course, she is a person you can say need other people to take care and to help.
但是呢，她这个人，你说个性也好，你说也好，她是非常的自立的老姊妹。结果她在家里，她还去接待一些年轻的弟兄姊妹，也说外地来年轻弟兄姊妹，她在家里接待。
But you can call it her personality or character or whatever. She actually not only help, do not take the help, but yeah, she actually help people and receive the brothers and sisters from outside.
我知道，就是有些外地来的一些年轻的弟兄姊妹啊，他们有时候很忙啊，就是年轻人有时候早上起的不是那么早，结果这个老姊妹基本就是靠摸的，还给他们来做早餐呢。
And when she receive brothers and sisters from other cities come to this city, and those young brothers and sisters probably don't get up as that early, and this elder sister actually just almost like by, you know, without many things she can see and by touch, she kind of prepared breakfast for them.
这件事情让我很感动啊。
And I was deeply moved for this, seeing this.
其实没有很多人知道这件事情，但这件事情其实是我想很多很多人他们就是这样去做。
And not many people actually know this, and I believe there's a lot of people doing such a thing.
那么看到这个老人，我是很惭愧的。我什么都好好的，有时候我的早餐我都懒得给自己做，我妻子帮我做。但是总之呢，我想再次为什么要补充说这些呢？就是我们不是说不去爱人、不去关心人、不去帮助人，不是这样的。
And the reason I'm saying this is the point is I'm not we don't need to care, take care help other people's.
但是我们基督徒，我们的心意是，就是圣经告诉我们，当耶稣再来之后，我们要像他。
But as a Christian, we have to remember when Jesus comes again, we need to be like him.
我们要常常思想这句话，我们怎么样才是能够活的耶稣那样的生命？
We need to often meditate this to think about how do we live out the life like Jesus Christ.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来看屏幕上圣经的经文。
Ask brothers and sisters stand up. Let's read today's scripture.
我们看到屏幕上经文，我们一起来读罗马书的五章第一节到第二节。
That's Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 2.
罗马书五章一节起。我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好。 我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
啊，感谢你在万民当中，你呼召、你拣选我们。
Thank you, choose us from all the peoples.
感谢你赐给我们有得救的信心，让我们紧紧靠着相信主耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免，我们就罪得洁净。
Thank you, give us the face of salvation that just by trust whatever Jesus have done on the cross.Sin be forgiven and sin be cleansing.
主耶稣第三天从死里复活，也让我们这些信靠他的人也得到一个重生的生命。
And thirdly, Jesus raised from dead, and all those who trust Him will have the eternal life.
也神光照带领我们，让我们这每一个重生得救的人能够越来越活出像耶稣那样的生命来。
May God teach us that all of us who are born again life, we can live out the life.More and more like Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督还会再来，让这些蒙恩得救的人，在那天我们来世啊，越来越像他。
Because Jesus Christ will come again, and that day we will like Him.
我们将来祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a name of Christ.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，请。
Please be seated.
我们。在上一次主日信息当中，我们思想我们因信称义的人，我们在基督里面得到的第一个福气就是与神和好。
And last Sunday the message we talk about is in Christ we justify the faith. The first blessing we have is we reconcile with God.
那一个与神和好的人是一个什么样的人呢？
And if we reconcile with God, have peace with God, what kind of person should be?
一个与神和好的人，我们可能一下子不知道他到底是什么样的人，但是呢有一类人我们知道，那他肯定是没有跟神和好的。
When you are not clear that a person reconciled with God or have a peace with God or looks like, but one group of people I think we can certainly is not at peace with God.
那就是那些总是发牢骚、总是抱怨的人。那这样我们说，那他肯定是跟上帝没有和好。
And if you see a person always complaining, always disputing, and then we can pretty sure this person probably doesn't have a peace with God.
啊，每天呢，你看着他就是，哎呀，总是不是抱怨这个就是抱怨那个，哎呀，抱怨天气啊，抱怨政治啊，抱怨一切事情，抱怨丈夫、抱怨妻子、抱怨孩子、抱怨父母。
And if a person that complains every day, always complain politics, complain weather, complain husband, wife, father, mother, children.
圣经说什么呢？凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
And the Bible said, if we do all the things, should without complaining and have disputing.
这是在腓立比书的二章十四到十六节，我给大家读一下哈。
And I just read the scripture for you on the screen.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。那么这句话简单的说呢，就是那些得蒙神拯救被神因信称义，不再是罪人，成为神儿女的人，他们有一个重要的特点。
And basically, in summary, the scripture says, all those who are saved by God and justified by faith, they have a special characteristic.
就是不发怨言，不起争论。
And basically, without complaining and disputing.
他们这样做就是将生命的道拯救出来，就是他们得救的生命，将世人世界彰显出来了。
And basically, Bible says if you're doing this, it demonstrates your life.
或者说，他就是与神和好了，他成为神的儿女了嘛？他不再是上帝眼中的罪人嘛？跟神和好了。
And demonstrate you have peace with God, your children of God, no longer enemy of God.
世界上第一个抱怨的人是谁呢
？In this world, what's the first person who complain?
就是亚当。
是 Adam.
他也是第一个活在这个世界上的人。
And it's the first one who lived on earth.
当亚当犯罪，亚当夏娃犯罪，神来寻找他们。那亚当面对上帝，他就是抱怨的。
And when they sinned, when God found them, and the first thing that Adam do is to complain.
他抱怨，上帝，你赐给我的这个女人，让我犯罪了。
What he complained is that the woman that you gave to me make me sin.
啊，他这个当然了，抱怨他的妻子，那更主要就抱怨上帝了。
Of course, in the face he complained about his wife, but in reality he's complaining about God.
事实上，当我们去思想了，一切的抱怨归根结底就是抱怨上帝。
And if we think it deeply, that actually every kind of complaint is complaining about God.
那么，当亚当的儿子哈，大儿子甘因。他不仅仅对上帝抱怨了，他对上帝都发脾气了。
And the next one, the Adam's son, which is the Cain, he's not only complaining about God, he's even getting angry at God.
他是杀死了自己弟弟啊，他是杀人凶手啊，结果他却对上帝发火发脾气啊。
He killed his brother, but he is like a murderer, but he actually angry at God.
我们也。看到出埃及的那些以色列人，他们是常常抱怨，在旷野四十年，常常抱怨。
And we also said Egyptian, the Israelites, when they get out of Egypt and in the wilderness for 40 years, during these 40 years, they complain all the time.
所以有人看这个出埃及记啊，就会发现发怨言这个词在整本出埃及记那是反复的出现，就是以色列人。发怨言，发怨言，发怨言。
If you look at Exodus, and people find that this complaint, that word actually occurred again and again and again.
那么他们看上去呢，都是对摩西在抱怨。
And on the surface, they just complain about Moses, complain to Moses.
那摩西就说我们算什么？就是我跟亚伦算什么？你们这些以色列人向我们发怨言啊！
And Moses just said to them, "Hey, me and Aaron, his brother, what kind of what do we have to do with this? He just complained to us."
他说你们的怨言不是向我们发的，乃是向神发的。
And further, Moses said, "Your complaint is not really towards us; it's towards God."
那么，圣经更是记载，当这些以色列民发怨言、发怨言，结果神的怒火向他们发作了。
And also, Bible recorded at a time when they keep complaining to God, and God wrath upon them.
火在他们当中焚烧啊。
And fires burned among them.
那么，在民数记十四章二十七到三十节，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下。
And the numbers that describe this, and you can look at the screen. I'll read it for you.
这恶会众向我发怨言，我忍耐他们要到几时呢？以色列人向我所发的怨言，我都听见了。你们告诉他们，耶和华说：我指着我的永生起誓，我必照你们这达到我耳中的话待你们。你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡被数点从二十岁以外向我发怨言的，必不得进我起誓应许叫你们住的那地，唯有耶夫尼的儿子加勒和嫩的儿子约书亚才能进去。上帝就说以色列人在旷野四十年向上帝发的怨言，上帝终于说我不再忍耐了。
And so basically scripture says the Israelites complained to God for so many times and finally Jesus says, God says, I'm not going to tolerate that anymore.
就20岁以上的就全部就倒闭旷野了。
So 20 years and older, they all died on the wilderness.
那么20岁以上的人当中呢，只有这个加勒和约书亚。他们那时候超过20岁了，但他们两个是可以进入迦南地。
And only except Caleb and Joshua.
其实可怕的上帝的怒火就降在这些发怨言的以色列人身上。
So basically, the wrath of God actually upon the Israelites.
那诗篇也告诉我们，神厌烦以色列人向他发怨言，叫他们倒在旷野了。
So Psalm 106 also recorded that Jesus, God actually.Hate their complain, and so they are died on the wilderness.
那么我们就会说，那这都是几千年前的事情了，那跟我们今天有怎样的关系呢
？And we will say, "Oh, this is thousand years ago event. What have to do with us today?"
圣经说，哥林多前书十章十一节，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到。
And the First Corinthians chapter 10 and describe this, and I can, you can look at the screen, I'll read it for you.
你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。他们遭遇这些事，都要作为境界，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这些末世的人。所以几千年前发生的事情，圣经记载下来，跟我们的关心是什么？警告我们，不要是这个样子。
So, Bible record things happened 1,000 years ago, and the relation to us is God want to use those examples to warn us to not do like things like that.
所以我们会看到，那个时候的以色列人总是向神发怨言，他们跟神的关系肯定不是和好的关系啊。
And we can see at that time Israelites complained to God, so their relationship with God is definitely to have a peace with God.
那是敌人的关系。
It's almost like enemy, the enemy to God.
上帝对待他们也是不留情的。
And so God also just punish them.
那么圣经说一个根本性的原因，人不要发怨言，为什么呢？这是耶利米哀歌的3:39，我们看到一起来读。
And God also teaches why people complain. And in Lamentation chapter 3:39, we can read together.
耶利米哀歌3:39，起，活人因自己的罪受罚，为何发怨言呢？为什么发怨言呢？你很好吗？你没罪吗？
And basically said why we complain. Are we good? We are without sin.
也是好多年前啊，就是那时候我还在中国大陆家庭教会服侍的时候啊，有些刚结婚的或者是刚恋爱的弟兄姊妹，年轻的弟兄姊妹，有时候他们碰到一些事情矛盾啊，就来找到我啊。
And also many years ago when I served in the house church in China, and those young couple or young people in dating, when they run into some problem and come to me.
然后这个年轻的弟兄就说，哎呀，这个都是他的问题，都是这个姊妹的不好，这不好那不好。那当然姊妹也是说啊，都是他的问题，都是不好那不好。
And when come to me, the younger brother always say, that's all the sister's problem. And the sister also complain, that's all the brother's problem.
当然我也没有就是道理去啊，谁有理谁没有理。但是我往往对弟兄就是说啊，你为什么期望姊妹好像像公主一样的，就漂亮的那种童话故事里的公主那样子的。
And I didn't really try to figure out who's right, who's wrong. I always said to the brothers, why you always expect your sisters like a princess?
就那些童话故事里那些完美的那些。我说你又不是个王子，你很帅吗？
And I said, you are not a prince. Why you expect your sister to become a princess?
你有王宫吗？你有白马吗？你有什么呢？
What do you have? Do you have a palace? Do you have a white horse? What do you have?
然后我对姊妹差不多也是说这样的话。
And to the sisters, I almost say the same thing.
你为什么期望你的男朋友，期望你的丈夫，哇，就完美的像童话故事里的王子一样呢？
Why you expect your boyfriend or your husband like a prince?
你是公主吗？
Are you a princess?
其实那圣经说的当然不像我这么好像还有美化的成分在里面。圣经说你都是罪人啊，还抱怨什么呢？
Of course, Bible didn't describe like I said, like try to make looks nice. But Bible said very clear, it's every one of us are sinners.
对于我上帝如果用公平对待我们，最公平的是我们应该就面对地狱的火，这就是最公平了。
If God do His justice and towards us, then the most fair action is the fire of hell.
那我们今天没有落在地狱火里面，这也是上帝对我们极大的恩典了。
So not fire in the hell of fire of hell is the great grace that God gave to us.
我们刚才看到神对那些倒在旷野的抱怨的以色列人，上帝说你们20岁以上的全部倒在旷野，我们觉得哇，这个好可怕，好残酷残忍，是不是？
When you think of when Jesus said, when God said all those above 20, they all died in the wilderness, we think of that's very cruel.
但是如果我们仔细来看经文，你就会知道，上帝说从20岁以外向我发怨言的，也就是说20岁以内有没有向上帝发怨言的呀？
And so, but we look at the scripture in some detail, you can see the above 20, but below 20 as they any complaint to God?
一样有，对不对？
They are also there.
上帝对他们就既往不咎了。
And God didn't say they going to die down the wilderness.
这也是他们一样发怨言呢，他们就算了。
They probably to complain, but God didn't punish them.
最重要的是他们发怨言没有道理。旷野四十年，上帝给他们从天上降下玛纳来，天天养活他们，让磐石出水。他们连鞋子都没有破，衣服都没有破。上帝把他们照顾得很好。我们今天哪双鞋你穿四十年呢
？Because the God actually for 40 years God take care of them and send manna for them to feed them and protect them and the Bible record even their shoe hasn't been worn out for the 40 years.How many us have a shoe we can wear for 40 years?
但是他们从老到小都向上帝发怨言。
But they all complain to God.
那么圣经说啊，那么一个发怨言的人当然是一个跟神没有和好了。
If a person complains to God, of course he don't have a peace with God.
圣经中有一个人物呢，看上去。他是受了很多很多的委屈，但这个人他从来不埋怨，不发怨言。
But in Bible also see a character that they seem to suffer a lot, but they never complain to God.
那这个就是约瑟。
And one of them is Joseph.
啊，当然主耶稣是这样了，但是约瑟当然也是这个样子。
Of course Jesus is like that, but we look at Joseph.
约瑟受了很多的委屈啊，他爱他的哥哥，结果他被他的哥哥就出卖当奴隶去了。然后他遵行神的诫命，他不去犯罪，哎，但是他却被关到监牢里去了。
And Joseph, of course, we all know the story that he loved his brothers, but his brother betrayed him, sold him to be the slave, and he followed the command of Jesus Christ, but he would be put in the prison.
约瑟看上去他完全有理由说，他说：“神啊，你看我遵行你的诫命。”我爱我的哥哥，但是你看我遭遇了什么？上帝，你为什么不保护我呢？上帝，你为什么不替我伸冤呢？他好像完全有理由这样去讲啊，这样去抱怨呢、啊。
And if you look at Joseph's life, he seems to have a perfect reason to complain to God. See, I love my brother. Why you let them to betray me? And he have a perfect reason to complain.
但是约瑟不仅没有向上帝发怨言抱怨，约瑟甚至赞美上帝，说啊，神的意思是好的。
And but Joseph did not only complain to God, but he actually praised God. He said that God is meant to be good.
啊，我们今天来思想一个因信称义的人得到的第一个福气，就是与神和好。
And so today we think about this: a person justified by faith, the first blessing that he has is that he have peace with God.
那么一个与神和好的人，他就不是一个总是抱怨这抱怨那的人。
If a person has peace with God, he will definitely not always complain.
因为他已经在耶稣基督里得到真正的满足了。
Because he has the full content in Jesus Christ.
罗马书八章三十二节，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans 8:32, he did not spare his only son, but deliver him up for us all, how should we not be with him also freely give us all things?
所以一个信靠耶稣的人，一个因信称义的人，他已经得到生命极大的满足，上帝把一切都给我，还有什么不满足的？
So a person saved by God and have trust God, he should have the great satisfaction because God gave him everything.
那么当然他还是会有很多困难很多缺乏，但是他相信万事都有神在掌权。
Of course, he may run into all kind of different things and difficulties, but he trusts, he knows that everything is God in control.
而掌权的上帝是要让他这个得救的人、爱神的人是要得益处的。
And the things in control everything God and make everything work together for the benefit of him.
我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们来读下一段经文哈，就是罗马书的八章二十八节，我们看着一起来读。
Let's read together, Romans 8:28.
啊，罗马书八章二十八节起，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。 所以这就是一个信靠神的人他不抱怨的原因。他虽然很多事情他也不理解，他这些事情发生在我生命当中，哎，为什么会这样，但他相信一件事情，这是为了我的益处。
And that's what a reason that I trust God to my complaint, because even certain things he don't understand why it happened to him, but he understand one thing, that that's for my benefit.
所以我们今天来看呢，我们看到因信称义的得到的第一个福气呢，就是与神和好。
So today we see the first blessing we see justified faith is we have peace with God.
第二个福气呢，就是因信进入现在所站的这恩典中。第二个福气就是进入到恩典当中。
A second blessing is by faith we enter the grace.
简单的说，就是信耶稣的人得到恩典。
And put a simple way, just all those who trust God will have the grace.
我以前见到一些年轻的大学生呐，他们刚刚信耶稣成为基督徒，然后他们就说，哎呀，我现在成为神的儿女了，那我考试肯定能过，那上帝会保佑我的。
And before I went into some young Christian and they said, oh, now I become Christian, then God will protect me, bless me, I will pass my exams.
他说那我以后肯定会找到我想要的工作的，那我是神的儿女，那上帝肯定会保佑我。
And I'm a children of God, God will protect me, and I will find my desired work, job.
后来现实是什么呢？往往不像他们期望的这样，他们就埋怨了，那上帝怎么不保护我呢？那你们这些传福音的人都骗我，上帝没保护，没保佑我呀。
And maybe reality doesn't happen as they expected, and they will say, okay, God didn't protect me, and you guys are lied to me.
你不是说信耶稣的人得到恩典吗？那我得到什么恩典呢？
And you say, don't you say that believing Jesus Christ into the grace, and what kind of grace do I have?
其实在中国大陆啊，很多人因为信耶稣的缘故，他不仅不是找到好工作，他甚至就失去好工作了，因为他是基督徒，在中国大陆。
Actually, in China, a lot of times not because of their faith, they got a good job, rather they lost their job because of their faith.
以前我们教会有个年轻弟兄啊，他是非常非常不错、非常优秀的这个专业上面，结果他就是到一个大学里去应聘，就是因为他是基督徒的身份，人家就没有要他哈。
And before we have a Christian, a young Christian at our church, and he's very excellent in technique. And he tried to get a job in the universe just because he's a Christian, so he couldn't get the job.
圣经也告诉我们，凡立志在基督耶稣里进前度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And the Bible also teaches us that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
所以这个时候我们就困惑了，不是说信耶稣得到恩典吗？怎么又说在耶稣里要受逼迫呢？
And so,
这什么意思呢？
So we'll be perplexed on one hand we say we'll enter the disgrace, but on the other hand said we'll be persecuted.
很多时候我们说在基督里得到恩典，就是上帝保佑，上帝保佑，上帝保佑我，但是后来发现也没有这样啊。
And a lot of time we think it's in Christ we have the grace, it's just God preparing me, God protecting me, but seems not sometime.
所以我们要来知道在基督里得到恩典，这个恩典到底是什么，是不是就是上帝保佑。
So we have to come to clear what is the grace, what that grace means. Is that just simply God protects?
好，我把屏幕上的经文给大家读一下，大家可以看一下。
I just read the scripture on the screen.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。这里说，那些得救的人，上帝让他生命中发生的一切事情，都是为了他的好处啊，都是为他好处。
So the scripture said, for those who saved, everything happened in his life is for his benefit.
那这个好处是什么呢？其实圣经做出了解释，就是让他可以效法他儿子嘛，效法主耶稣。
And so Bible actually explained what's the benefit. The benefit is that he will be conformed into Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是上帝要给他的益处。
That's the benefit.
就是让他能够有一天活得像耶稣这个样子，这就是上帝给他的益处。
basically the benefit is that God wants him one day will live out the form of life of Jesus Christ.
上帝不是让一个基督徒啊，凡事都顺利，考试就通过，找工作就是高薪、清闲、轻松的好工作。不是，上帝是让一个基督徒让他得到真正生命的益处，让他能够活得越来越像耶稣。
God didn't promise a Christian that he will always pass his exam, always find the job he wants to be, but rather God wants every Christian to live out a life that like Jesus Christ.
这就是上帝要给一个得救的人的益处，这就是在基督里的恩典，就是我可以有一天活得像耶稣那个样子。
This is the benefit that God wants to give those people to be saved, and this is the grace that one day I can live out a life.Like Jesus Christ.
以弗所书一章告诉我们，神赐给我们各样的福气。
And Ephesians chapter 1 told us that in God that chose us, gave us all kinds of blessings.
以弗所书一章四节告诉我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。这是上帝给我的福气，让我有一天可以活出圣洁无瑕疵的生命。这是上帝给我的福气啊。
And this is the blessing that God gave us. Verse 4 said that we will be live out holy and without blame. That's the blessing that God gave us.
我们都知道使徒保罗在信耶稣之前，他在这个世界上是大有前途的年轻人呐。
We all know that Apostle Paul, actually, before he became a Christian, in your view, he's a very a young man with a bright future.
他在犹太人当中，他可以说是这种。高层的犹太人，他是法利赛人，他甚至还是罗马人，他有罗马人的身份。
In Jews, he is like a very elite class, and at the same time, he also is a Roman citizen.
所以使徒保罗在信耶稣之前，他在这个世界上，那简直按以世人的眼光看，前途光明，荣华富贵等着他。
And so Paul, before he became Christian in earthly view, he is a young man with a bright future and wealth.
当他成了基督徒之后，我们也都知道，他成了一个到处被逼迫、到处被赶、最后被关这样的一个人。
And then when he became Christian, we all know his life. He is running around and also being persecuted and put in prison and so on.
那保罗有没有后悔过他成为基督徒呢？世界上的东西全部失去那么多。
Does Paul ever regret that he became a Christian?
没有，他非常开心。
Now he is very happy.
那保罗最最开心的是什么？他成为基督徒，他说：“然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩差成的。”就是他最开心的事情，生命改变了。
And it is not only my regret, but we're also very happy. So what person I become is because of the grace of God. It basically said his life being transformed.
他的生命改变了。
His life being transformed.
他以前是一个非常骄傲自高的人，后来成为一个非常谦卑舍己的人。
He used to be a very proud and arrogant person. Now he became a very humble person.
他以前是被罪捆绑，他非常的痛苦，但是他后来从罪中得到了释放。
He was a person that in the bondage of sin, and now he became a liberated from the sin.
以前他在世界上拥有很多，但是呢，他却迷失了，他不知道自己真正需要什么。
Before he owns a lot in this world, but he lost. He don't know what he really want.
但是现在呢，他知道他人生的方向，他找到他人生的方向和至宝。
But now he knows his direction of his life. He finds the treasure of his life.
保罗以前他对人非常冷酷无情的。
And Paul used to be a very cool person towards people.
他可以说是一个非常冷血的一个种族主义者。
You can call him a very cold-blooded person.
但是现在呢，他对人充满了从基督来的爱，他觉得自己亏欠别人。
But now he become a person full of love from Christ.
他以前追逐这个世界上的各样的荣华名利。
And before he pursued the fame of the world.
他现在呢，顾念天上的事情，盼望永远天上的家乡。
But now he considers the heavenly things and looking forward the home of heaven.
所以当保罗看到自己这个生命甜成这个样子，他非常的高兴。
So when Paul sees his life being transformed, he's so happy.
这就是他在基督里所得到的恩典，在基督里所得到的福气。
That's the grace he received in Christ.
那么他的生命有这么大的转变，是不是一下子就是这个样子呢？当然不是这个样子。
Of course, his transformation of his life is not immediately happen.
圣经告诉我们，神要让我们活出他儿子的样子，这是神要让我们在基督里所得到的益处、得到的好处、福气。
And the Bible teaches us that God wants us to have the blessing in Christ is that we live out the life of His Son, Jesus Christ.
那么活出这样的生命呢，那生命就需要被修剪。
If we live out this life, then the life has to be corrected, be managed.
你生命中不像耶稣的那一部分，神不喜悦那一部分，上帝要给他剪掉他的。
And basically in our life, if the part that do not like Jesus Christ, then God want to change it. God want to correct it.
那个耶稣用剪葡萄枝做比喻，我们家院子里种了葡萄啊，很多葡萄，很好吃的，弟兄姊妹等一下可以尝一下。
And Jesus Christ used the branch of vine as a comparison, and just like we have a vine in our yard as.
我们家姊妹有时候去修剪这个葡萄啊，有时候我也去偶尔剪一剪。剪葡萄的时候，有时候你会看到那个枝条里面那个汁水很丰富，它会流出来。有时候看着有点，我都感觉到痛的那种感觉啊。
And if you have an experience to try to cut a branch of vine, you have that scene when you cut it and there's the fruit out of this branch. I would think it's kind of like painful.
但是你不剪它就不长，那就是这样，你就要剪它才长。
But the problem is if you don't cut it, and then it won't grow.
所以这就是我们基督徒，我们怎么来看这个恩典与磨难。
So that's how Christians look at the grace and the tribulation and the suffering.
所以这就是圣经说的万事相互效力，就是有的时候让我很痛的事情，有的时候也可以让我很舒服的事情，不管怎么样，让我得益处。这个益处是什么呢？神所不喜悦的地方被修剪掉，被去掉，神喜悦的地方长大了。
As Christian, think about is everything is work together for the benefit of us, and the things that are good, God will keep it growing. The things not good, God will cut it and prune it, so we'll be more like.
所以我们就是痛并快乐着，有时候被修剪很痛，但是心里很快乐。
So we can call our life is in the pain, but we're happy.
因为我们知道，我们得到基督里的福气，就是有一天我能活得像他。这一块剪掉了，我能活得像他。
Because we know the blessing we have in Christ, the one day I will like Him. This piece being cut off is for the purpose of being like Him.
我知道有个刚上大学的年轻人呢，他去到一个新的教会，第一天在这个教会里听道。
And I know this young man and come to a church, went to a church and hear the message.
然后第一次听到他就觉得不舒服，这个教会牧师讲到他听得很不舒服。
And the first day he heard the message, he don't feel comfortable about the message.
但他说呢，我不要走，我就留下来。
And he said, well, I want to stay.
他说我为什么这么不舒服呢？那一定是对我生命有好处啊，有些地方那就要改，那就要去除掉，我才会这么不舒服。
Why I feel so uncomfortable is because it must be something in my life need to be dealt with, so I want to stay.
我听到这个我就很感动。我觉得现在很多人都是觉得不舒服就走，是不是？
And when I hear this I kind of feel moved, because a lot of times today's world, if I don't feel comfortable I go.
很少有人说，我不舒服，我还要留着。
And less people saying, I'm not feel comfortable, I want to stay.
但是呢，在基督里得到真正的益处呢，就需要被修剪，就不舒服。
And if in the Christ we want to have a true benefit, then we have to be pruned, we have to be corrected.
我们要真正成为神的儿女呢，就要被神管教。
And if we truly become children of God, we have discipline by God.
只有被上帝管教，我们才能得益处，让我们在上帝的圣洁上有份。
Because only by discipline by God, then we have the benefit that we partake His holiness.
那么我们再一次说，在基督里的恩典到底是什么呢？就是我们可以活得像耶稣，这是在基督的恩典。
And so the blessing of grace is that we can be live like Christ.
我们在因信称义的人，在基督里得到与神和好，在基督里得到恩典，可以有一天活得像他。我们第三样，可以欢喜盼望神的荣耀。
So the blessing we have just by faith. First, we have a peace with God. Second, we are into the grace. Thirdly, we have the glory of God.
那么盼望神的荣耀，我们知道人犯罪啊，就是亏欠了神的荣耀。
And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God because we sin. Bible said we fall short glory of God.
而一个得救的人，一个因信称义的人，上帝要在他生命中恢复他曾经失去的神的荣耀。
And a person saved and born again, God will recover the glory of God in him that once was lost.
这就是我们所得到的第三样福气，在基督里，我们欢喜盼望那一天，就是以前我是个罪人，我亏欠了神的荣耀。但是有一天，神要让我把我亏欠神荣耀的部分要恢复过来。我当我面对耶稣的时候，我能够像他成为一个真正无罪的人，不仅仅是因信称义的无罪，而是真的神的荣耀被恢复了。
The third blessing that we have in just by faith is that God recover His glory in our sinful life. Before I was sinner and I lost, fall short the glory of God. Now God will recover.
我们今天来思想因信称义的人在基督里所得到的荣耀。
So today we meditate the benefit we have as a justified faith.
对，与神和好，得到基督里的恩典，盼望神的荣耀能够被恢复啊，重新彰显。
The benefit is number one, we have peace with God. Number two, we enter the grace of God. We live a life like Christ. And thirdly, we rejoice in hoping the recover of glory of God in us.
然后我们今天特别思想，我们在基督的恩典到底是什么呢？不是凡事都有上帝保佑，不是凡事都顺利，而是我们在基督的恩典是有一天我们能够活得像他。
So especially we emphasize what the grace we have into the grace, what kind of grace is. It's not like we're protected by someone's running all the time, but that grace is that we one day we will like him.
好，我们最后呢，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。如果弟兄姊妹有身体不太舒服的，也可以坐着读啊。如果我们身体条件许可，我们都站起来一起来读。
In conclusion, let's read a scripture on the screen, and if you're sick.Your body is not allowed. You can sit there to read.
我们一起看看屏幕上的经文。我们先来读彼得后书的一章。我们从第三节读到第四节。
Let's read the Second Peter, chapter one, verse 3-4 first.
三节起，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用我们自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就以神的信实有份。好，我们再来读约翰一书的三章，我们从第二节读到第三节，二节起。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你从万民当中，你呼召拣选我们。
Thank you, called us from all the nations.
主耶稣用他的宝血，把我们这些信靠他的人赎买、拯救出来。
Jesus uses his precious blood to purchase, save us.
神既爱我们，神既拯救我们，神就保守我们到底。
God love us, God save us, God will keep us to the end.
愿神。保守带领我们，让我们直到见主面的日子，让我们真的能够活出像耶稣基督的那样的生命来。
May God keep us there until the day we see Him, so we truly live the life like Him.
我们也相信，信实的上帝必定在我们每个人生命当中做成这件事情。
And we trust the faithful God will do this in each one of our life.
让我们面对耶稣显现的时候，我们必能像他。
So face God, Jesus Christ, when He come again, we will like Him.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer, name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
好，今天我们的信息就到这里。